everybody. Welcome back to the Dumbass Podcast, where we talk about dumbass shit with our dumbass friends. My name is Ryan. I'm here with Sheridan. Hello, Sheridan.
Oh, what up? I'm Cher.
What's up, bro?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a little minute, but we're back.
Been a little too long. We don't even got to talk about it. I mean, who cares? Everyone knows it's been a long time.
We got a guest today. It's a little bit of a throwback for me.
Go ahead.
Someone from high school that I knew long ago, back in the day.
Jesus.
Adrian, what up?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
I like having throwback guests because...
I mean, have we ever had a throwback guest?
Yeah, I mean, we've had people on that I've known from high school. I don't know that we've ever had anyone that I've known as long as you, though.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
You're making me feel so old.
You're old, man.
You're not that old.
God. I just turned 25.
Is that considered old?
Just recently turned 25?
I turned 25 in July.
You're fine, dude. So did my roommate. You're fine.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Wow, he is kind of old, isn't he?
What year you graduate high school?
2011.
All right, yeah, you're a year above us.
I was 2012.
Represent.
Yeah. World was supposed to end, baby.
Yeah.
Well, see, the problem is with turning 25, that's like, you know, if I'm...
Halfway to 30.
Well, halfway to like 50, also math, a quarter,
what up? I mean, in
your or 20s. A quarter way to 100. So this is, I experienced my quarter life crisis when I turned 25. I bought a skateboard.
Oh,
wow.
And
have you ever skateboarded before?
I did when I was in eighth grade. It did not last very long. I was very afraid. See, I have this deep fear of like breaking any of my limbs.
You ever broken a limb? A bone?
Never broken
Me
a bone.
Either. I've never broken a bone either.
I've broken so many I can't even count.
Yeah, seriously? So I think
it scares me too because I've never done it. And at this point in our lives, so it's very common and so many people have broken limbs that I'm terrified to break a bone.
Like my wrist hurts sometimes and I get freaked out.
Yes. So I'll like sit on it wrong and it'll like kind of twist and I'm like, oh my God, I broke a bone. Yeah. And then I'll just snap it back into place.
Yeah. So,
you
I don't know why I did that.
Are like some little hypochondriacs.
Dude,
little
I think
bit.
I'm getting old.
You're just
worried. I had back pain the other day. Like serious back pain.
No, all right. This is going to be a personal question, but I'm going to ask this question.
Okay.
Ooh.
Is your mattress on the floor?
Yes.
I knew that was going to be the
but
answer.
But my mattress has been on the floor for multiple years. This is not a new thing for me.
It can't start now. Jeez.
Yeah, no, serious back pain. Like, I was walking the other day, and I was on my phone while I was walking, and I had just the worst lower back pain. I'm like, this is something that I should be dealing with when I'm, you know, in my 60s or something like that.
Were you hunched over on your phone?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
And I think that's why. But still,
it's all
I don't want
together.
That.
Yeah, that's, oof. Maybe get a box, like, just a box spring, at least. A little support.
Yeah, I know. It is what it is. Anyways,
Getting old.
You knew me when I was, when did we like officially meet? When I was what, like 13 or something?
Whoa, jailbait.
Yeah. Whoa.
Bro, I would have been 14. So been I think it's fine. yeah.
What was I like back then?
Hey, wait, quick question.
Yeah.
Is it illegal for underage people to have sex with each other?
No.
I don't think so.
Like, if you're 15 and you're banging a 15-year-old, is that...
No, I think you're fine.
I'm going to say hard no.
I feel like that's wrong.
Because...
I don't know.
I mean, not like I was ever in that experience.
I wasn't banging underage either, so don't worry about it. Sure,
I was...
No, I didn't lose my virginity till college.
Yeah. Okay, go Where ahead. I'm sorry. Go back to your...
Yeah.
I apologize.
What was...
I don't know you guys are talking about when you met.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what were like? You like? I don't know. You were quiet.
I was quiet. I'm still kind of quiet. I'm what they call an extroverted introvert.
Back when you were 13 and I was 14, I would have never thought that you'd have started your own podcast. Mainly because I don't think podcasts were a thing then.
Well, definitely not.
No. Yeah. So it was like a double whammy when I found out.
I think I, you know, came into my own when I hit my early 20s, but... No, I never thought I would start a podcast either.
Wait, how did you find out about the podcast?
I think I saw you post about it on like Facebook or something, and it was one of your friends who's also a musician, whose name I've heard but have not met.
Oh,
but
Alex? Yeah.
Because the music community is so small, and I'm also a trombone player that plays in the area occasionally.
Okay, so that's how me and Adrian know each other.
Yeah.
We sat next to each other in band class.
Tromboner.
Tromboners. Yeah. Did you get, what was that trip, like the Europe trip? Was that like
no, music? He didn't go on that, but.
Couldn't afford it.
Yeah. And they're done that.
He honestly should have, because Adrian was a lot better at trombone than me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I'm looking sure he's back, still better.
It was not the right instrument for me to choose, because I just got tormented by all the other guys in the brass section. I should have played flute or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like what girls always play in band
yeah,
class.
Yeah, I don't
trombone
know.
Trombone's the one where you gotta...
I guess I'm just... I've always been a bro, and like even as a fifth grader when we were choosing instruments... Like, the bro inside me was like, no, you need to sit next to other looks like bros. A
dick. You gotta fucking bro. Play that thing, and you can make like tromboner jokes and like fucking make fart sounds.
Exactly.
That's why I picked it, so.
Because that's how you gotta blow, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Is that your fart noise, dude?
No, it's a trombone blowing so noise.
Good. No, it's like a buzzing.
If you want a fart noise, I'll fucking put this mic on my ass and give you a fart noise.
Dude, you've been farting a lot lately.
It's rough, man. I'm
going to call you out right now.
I don't know what happened, but like today I took a shit, as you do, and it just like, I'll be like walking around and be like, man, I gotta go to the bathroom, do a little touch-up work after that shit. And I just like, I'm like leaking.
Ryan, if you have to touch up your asshole, I think you need to see a doctor.
So I have a question about this. When you say touch up, do you mean...
What do you think it means?
Okay. No. I want to get your perspective here, because I think we might be thinking about the same thing.
I'm sure we are.
So you take a shit, and then you wipe, and then you go away.
You wipe for a longer than normal time.
Right. And then you go do something for like an hour and a half. But it
more
feels
like 20 minutes.
It feels like you still have to wipe.
And it doesn't. It's more just like I feel like my asshole itches. Like I'm itching.
Okay.
And like... I'm like, I'm not going to like just get in there. So I go to the bathroom. I do a little cursory exploration. Okay. And I realize I still got to wipe.
What do you mean you just get in there? Like you're digging for treasure?
No,
like
I mean,
you're in the Temple of Doom, except the Doom is your fucking shit.
Yeah, and I pull out my shits and I replace it with a bag of sand. No, I got to like...
That's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I've never seen any of the fucking movies, so I don't know. But I go to the I get into the bathroom, and I just do a little cursory exploration.
I get some it. Toilet I paper get it. And,
and then I realize, oh no, gotta go for round two on that wipe job. And then like I'm like, all right, good. But like it's still like a lot of wipes. Like you're wiping a marker, just like.
I don't think I've
still
ever,
shit.
I've
and then I go back out and I'm still like, oh man, I feel that itching. And I go to the bathroom. I'm still leaking. I don't know what happened.
Ew, you're leaking.
I'm like a dripping faucet. It's not like someone didn't close the valve all the way. I don't know what happened.
Should get that checked out.
I don't think I've ever shit myself as an adult. Seriously.
I mean, I don't call this shitting myself, but okay. I will say I have shit myself.
I will say I've never shit myself. Have I had an accident as an adult?
Whoa, okay. I mean, what? Yes. So, like, you're talking a number one accident or a number two accident?
I'm talking a number three, an ambiguous category.
Both.
No, neither.
Vomit?
No.
Vaginal excretions?
No.
Okay, then just fucking...
This is a very embarrassing story.
I don't know where this is going. Oh, my God.
I guess I'll tell it. Okay. I'm just going to say it. So, me and my boyfriend did anal sex.
Okay.
Cool. And we got a hotel because, you know, as one does.
For the cleanup.
When they're doing...
Make the maids do it.
Fancy stuff. And I was like, you know, we were doing it in the butt. And I was like, what would happen if you just, like, finish up there?
In the butt.
And he's like, I don't know. Let's try it.
You did tell me this.
So, he... finishes inside my asshole.
Sure. And
cool. I don't know if you guys know like the way that women's bodies work, but
yes, I'm
familiar with how assholes work.
It doesn't exactly like leak out.
Probably would for me.
As you'd think it would. And I thought it would, as why I let him do it. So
you didn't do any like checkup down there?
We're gonna fast forward to the next day. We go to the zoo.
Come fart.
And we're in the butterfly exhibit. And I had to fart. Mm-hmm. So I did. And when I did, a bunch of cum came out.
Cum fart.
And I farted cum in the middle of the St. Louis Zoo
butterfly. In a butterfly exhibit?
In the butterfly exhibit, one of the most
pure, innocent places on this goddamn planet. You farted cum.
I mean... Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you wearing, like, pants?
No, I mean, yes.
Were you wearing a butt condom?
But believe me, when I went to... I told Ben, I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I went in the bathroom. I don't know, shame. Like, the most shame I've ever felt in my life was, like, cleaning out cum. So I can go on with my day and, like, enjoy the zoo.
Probably should have ripped another fart before you went out there. And I didn't tell him
till, like... Maybe like a month ago. This happened like 3 years ago.
Oh my God.
I was like, hey, remember when we went to the St. Louis Zoo? Yeah, I definitely farted your cum out in the butterfly exhibit. He's like, oh, that's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Oh, brought my. You closer together.
But, you I know, guess. People are always like, yeah, it's a number one, number two. What is that? A number
one is pee, number 69? Two is poo.
Who the fuck knows?
It's definitely not a number 69.
It's a number like three.
It's a number.
It's like three and a half.
I farted
because well be, I actually I want to break this down. So if number one comes out, you know, of the penis front. Or you know,
well, it's his number one going in her number two.
That's a three.
So one plus two is three. That's I guess,
but I you know I would out. Say that you know maybe cum would be a little bit more than one. So I would
like
say
a
that's
seven.
Like, no, like one and a half. It's like a three, one and a half plus 3.5? Two 3.5.
Dude, I 3.5.
Solid 3.5.
All right, you fucking math nerds. It's a cum fart.
So,
all right.
I mean, that
a
happened.
Cart.
3.5.
Stop.
Cum. Like you call a shit fart a shart. So what would be a cum fart? What's the abbreviation?
Kmart.
Kmart. Kmart.
Kmart. That's why dude, they don't exist anymore.
That's why they went out of business.
Now they came up so with the bad. Name. You know what a cum fart, like at the Kmart board meeting. You know, I farted cum the other day, guys. I think we can work off this.
We need to call it.
No, I mean, I've never had that, obviously, but I get the sensation.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah.
You ever shit yourself, Adrian?
Oh, boy. Loaded question there.
It's not. Pretty straightforward.
I think when I was younger. And
all right, well, let's skip the young shit. Everyone shit themselves as younger. Oh, over yeah. The age of 18, have you shit yourself
I
or
have not.
Cum farted yourself?
Neither. I have not. And I would like to say, Sheridan, you're brave for sharing your story.
Oh, that's not even the worst shit.
Have you listened to this podcast? Oh, my God.
Don't. Just do yourself a favor. Some things you don't want to know.
Ryan knows so much of me because he's been to every episode because we record together.
Right.
Sometimes my friends will listen. They're like, wow, didn't need to know that about you, Cher. Yep.
No, I did need to know this about you. I will say that because...
I feel like I would like to know if any of my female friends have cum farted. Just like a
I've
thing
I've never
to
heard
know.
Someone else do it, so I'm just going to be...
Sheridan, you didn't invent cum farts, okay?
I
get
feel like
here.
I did because no one else has ever done it or admitted it.
Get out of here.
I think my point is, you know, nobody ever wants to or chooses to cum fart or shit themselves, so there should be no shame associated with it. This is a lesson I learned.
Are you high-roading us?
I think so. I think there is a lesson to learn here.
Never shit yourself over the age of, we'll say 15.
I think the closest thing.
I mean, you sharted, right? Everyone sharts. Am I alone here?
Yeah.
When I'm sick, I shart.
That. I don't do that.
When
no,
I'm sick.
I think I've always been very fortunate. I would.
Must be nice,
say,
guys.
Yeah.
Who blessed you with these fucking airtight assholes?
My mother and my father.
Marty Keene.
Well, my parents did a terrible job on that. He's got a leaky bum.
Sorry.
You should do Kegels for your asshole. Keep it tight. There you go.
Ew, Ryan's doing you Kegels got it. Right now.
Squeeze it. He's
got
shut.
It.
Did you think, knowing me back in high school, that you would hear a story about me farting cum?
I think I've witnessed so much worse from... the people I spent my time around with in college.
Oh,
that
okay.
It was,
so
college
is
a different
bad.
Animal.
Yeah.
That
was great.
We've all been there. We've all done that.
Oh, my God. I've told every garbage story on this podcast before. The people, like the loyal listeners probably think I'm a horrible human being.
If anybody has listened to every single one of these episodes, you know more about us than we know more than we know about us, because like I'll tell shit and then someone will like say something about it. I was like, I told that story. I was like, oh yeah, fuck.
People will come up to me like, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, said what? Like, and they'll repeat the story back to me. I said that.
But it just goes to show you. It also just goes to show you how little this podcast has affected our lives, because we tell some dirty, depraved shit we've done on this show. Zero repercussions since, besides the little embarrassment when someone recaps it to us.
Cool. Oh yeah, cool. Exactly.
So like, if you guys want to start a podcast, go ahead. No one's fucking listening. No one cares you have a podcast. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I'll tell you this.
It also helps if you name it the Dumbass Podcast.
We're playing characters of ourselves. This isn't really Ryan.
Oh yeah, I never really farted cum. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, and my asshole's not leaking shit as we speak.
And I'm not 25. That was what I was being a character.
I mean, awesome. Man, we should have ate before this podcast. I'm fucking hungry.
It's fine.
I went to Chipotle the other day. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that because Jess had some Chipotle when she walked in. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm with my roommate. We're going down the line. And did you know Chipotle's had tip jars?
No.
No.
Like, man, neither did I until I'm checking out. And, like, I got, you know, I got avocado, obviously.
Oh.
Which, I mean.
I know guac is extra. I asked for it. You don't have to say it.
It's kind of a flex to be like, yo, let me get some avocado. I'm like, I know. Just give me the guac. Like,
I know it's extra.
And so, like, I'm pulling. He, like, tells me the total. It's the Chipotle right by my house. Go to it all the time. Pulling out my wallet. And some loose bills fall out right next to the tip jar that I didn't know existed until this very moment. And the guy looks down at the cash, looks back up at me, and I'm like, fuck. It's one of those times where time slows down.
You have to put
it. And like, I'm running all the scenarios in my head, and I'm like, fuck, man. I'm going to have to tip this guy.
You have to.
I didn't know tip jars.
It fell next to the jar.
Like, okay, let me just say, like, I respect fast food workers 1,000%. But the one thing about Chipotle is, like, that's how they make the food, you know? Like, they're not doing anything extra.
This is true. Like, is Chipotle considered fast food?
It's fast casual, I believe, is the term. Fast cash. Fast
casual. Okay.
So, like, that's just what they do. So, like, I guess they're working with their hands, whatever. They make me a good burrito. But, like, I didn't know they had a tip jar. And then I was like, fuck, man. Dropped right in front. I'm not going to put it in my pocket. Here you go, bro. But I will say, I asked for chorizo. They were out of chorizo. So they had to give me chicken. And he did give me a free bag of chips. So wasn't that unfair of a trade. Okay. But I don't think chips are $3.
See, for me, tipping wise, if it's a place that I frequent often, I'll tip. I'll tip well. But if I know I'll never be back at a place again, I'll just tip what I have to.
Ooh. So like you at least, you don't not
tip. I've never not tipped. Because that's just, I mean, come on. That's, we're all human up here. That's really fucked up. But if I know I'll never be back at a place, I might not tip as well as I usually do.
I'm not sure if I agree with that. I got some really great advice from another single friend of mine.
Okay. I don't know why you said another. I'm not single.
I was like, or single. No, like, those are two qualifiers, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Single friend to single friend.
He told me, and like, I thought it was great advice at the time. But in hindsight, I think it might be a little weird. So I'd love to get your guys' feedback on this.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So he said that he went out somewhere with his mom and, like, his mom's friends, family friends and stuff like that. And he had a server that was, like, really cute and very flirty with him and stuff like that. And his mom told him that he should write his number on the receipt.
No.
No.
They don't look at the receipts. I don't hate this.
Mm. I don't hate this.
No, I've talked to girls who work at restaurants. They don't look at the receipts.
Ryan, I need you to hear me and hear me loud and clear. Anything works if you're hot. Okay?
He's a lot hotter than I am. So I think it would have worked for him. Actually, I think it did work for him. I have not tried it yet.
I mean, honestly, it's one of those like victimless crimes where it's like, you can just do it, and then like either
piracy is not a victimless crime, Ryan.
Piracy is a victimless crime, and so is writing your phone number on a receipt. Because what's going to happen? Either A, they call you. Best case scenario, B, they don't call you. Mm. That's it. Where they can report your number to the fucking FBI? Maybe.
Maybe.
Depends on how the dinner went.
As a, if I was a female waitress, would, someone writing their number on a receipt is so non-confrontational.
Yeah. It's, I wouldn't, not like, mind you cornered if, them in the bar. I was like, because what's your number?
Either I, you know, contact them or I don't. It gives me the option. It's and, nice.
I mean, for me, when I was thinking about it, I was like, that's a great idea because the last thing I want to do is, like, verbally accost someone while they're working.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, like, try to get,
see,
their
that's
number.
Another thing. Just because service workers, they're paid to be nice to you. Like, to serve, like, get your food, be nice and friendly. So, like, I feel like, well, I will say this for a fact. When I go out with some of my friends, they're like, dude, she's totally into me. Like, dude, she's doing her job. Like, there's a very easy line to tell.
I don't like this.
I think that's just a guy thing. Dude,
I don't like this.
She wants my dick.
That's just some of my friends, even, I mean, just some dudes, like, they cannot pick up on this shit. I probably can't either, but I feel like I can. And where it's like, dude, she's not into you. She's just serving you. Like, this is her job to be nice to you so she gets a good tip.
She wants my dick in and around her.
And you're still going to give her a good tip. And then you're going to write your number down. And guess what? She's going to crumpled up, throw it away.
I mean, if it's if I'm hit on in the right way, I'm never offended. I'm always flattered. If I'm hit on in the wrong way, aka shouting at me like, hey, you're hot, it's annoying.
Hey, yo, girl.
So, like, if you write your number.
Hey, yo, girl, that ass.
If you write your number on a receipt, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay. So that you'd say that's like the right way to be hit on?
Yeah. Although you are running the risk that she doesn't remember what the fuck you look like after you leave.
Well, that's why you got to make your name known. Be
exactly.
Like, I always, something I've done recently when I go out is, because the servers always introduce themselves, like, oh, hey, I'm Lauren. Sure, I'll be your server. Sure. I always be like, oh, hi, Lauren, I'm Ryan, just to, like, get it out there. Because
okay.
I feel weird when, like, because I meet a lot of people for my job, and sometimes, like, I just show up as the guy from that business. They don't know my name. They're just like, oh, hey, copy set, because that's the business I work for. I'm like, oh, yeah, hi, how's it going, Lauren, James, Janie? But they don't know my name. So now I've been, like, actively trying to make sure people know my name because it just feels weird. Like,
you got to make eye contact. You got to mirror movement. You've got to what is that? Imitate their tone of voice. Dude, there's a science
like
to this.
The guidebook to be a serial killer.
A little bit.
I'm just, as a perspective.
Is that weird of me
no.
to introduce myself at a restaurant?
No, not at all. I don't think anyone is really annoyed that someone introduces themselves. Especially in nowadays where not a lot of people actually meet in person.
Nowadays, well, men are under attack from
that's
women.
That's not what I said.
I know. I'm just kidding.
That's what we heard.
Hashtag me too.
Brett Kavanaugh, you fuck. Come meet me at my house, bud.
I'm so bad at keeping up with current events.
Do you know who Brett Kavanaugh is? Tell me right now. Yes or no?
He's the Supreme Court appointee.
He was just appointed.
He's just appointed.
About two days
ago,
3 days ago.
See, I know. I know things.
Do you know why he shouldn't have been appointed?
This is like a segment of our podcast. Like, we'll come on and
it'll be like, Ryan, what news has Sheridan missed?
Sheridan not been in the know about. Ryan will read me a very current event, and I'm like, yeah, I know what
like
that is.
A worldwide current event that everybody across the world knows. And she'll be like, what?
Okay,
what happened?
He shouldn't have been appointed because he rape someone?
Yes. Multiple someones.
Multiple people at a
just multiple times. I don't think it all happened in one night.
Got it. I know things.
I thought it was
he loves beer. I respect
beer.
I love beer. I've never blacked out. That's what he said. That was during his trial.
Good. That was like word for word.
Old? No. Yeah.
He's probably in his 40s or 50s, which means he'll be around
much older than that.
No, there's no way he's above 50. He's still got,
can
unless
we Google
he
this?
Dyes his
I actually
hair.
Don't know how.
Yeah,
I'll
do
it.
Google it. I got
See,
it.
I'm a guest.
I know things.
You don't.
This is true. This is a common theme on this podcast. I will come on and Ryan will be like, Sheridan, who was elected president?
He's
and I'm like,
53.
Bernie?
What? President? Like, wait, was I supposed to vote? Oh, shit, that was 6 months ago. Yeah. Fuck. So Brett Kavanaugh's 53, and a Supreme Court justice, you know how long they're appointed for?
Till death, right?
Till death do them part. It's literally like a life sentence of a life appointment
can
until
they
either
if they want to?
They can retire, they can get impeached, or they die. That's it.
Wow.
Which is super fucked up. Just in general.
How many are there?
Nine.
Nine? Only nine?
Mm-hmm.
And he appointed one that had this much controversy?
Yeah, and he made a whole speech about it.
Everyone kind of flipped out about
it. Oh, you finally see, huh? You didn't bother to look into it before it happened.
Well, did I have a say in it?
You could have protested.
Shit, you're right.
You live in Chicago.
Well, actually, I think this is a great opportunity to...
eat the rich.
Well, get Sheridan to admit that maybe he was the victim. You know, not a lot of people are talking about that.
He's been attacked by women.
Like
Sheridan.
His life,
even his life is ruined. Yeah, he's a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, he got what he wanted, but
he's
his,
ruined.
It's over.
Just so you know, Sheridan, this is like the argument like white men are making now. Like they're being attacked by women. Like it's safe. It's unsafe.
Do you
to be
feel
a white
like
man.
You're attacked by women, Ryan?
Fuck no, because I'm not a fucking Republican. Fuck,
Adrian. And do you feel like you're attacked by women?
No, I'm not white, so that's kind of my saving right, grace.
True.
So. See, I am white, and the only people who are saying they're being attacked by women, they can't say anything. They're gonna have their lives ruined for the rest of their lives. Are people who are guilty of the things that Brett Kavanaugh is guilty of. And guess what? Never done that. So I'm not worried.
Oh, I know a lot of people who I could call up right now. I'm not.
Let's go. Let's get the names. No. I'm writing them down.
I know a police officer who sexually assaulted someone that I've seen firsthand.
There's a million police. Police officers are garbage people of this planet. I hate them. Abolish the police.
It's just...
Again, I'm a Mexican-American. Police are okay. They are fine.
No problems here, officer.
Did you guys drive by the, another political thing. This is so embarrassing. I can't think of the guy's name.
Fine. Right
now, so. Is it that lady who stands over the overpass on 90 with the giant banner? Like the old woman that's like, vote honk for Bernie or some shit.
No.
Jeez, do you remember that chair?
No, I don't.
Oh, you were after Cheesy's that one time.
Was I?
There was that woman on the overpass, this old lady.
Was I drinking, Ryan?
No.
What?
We went with Cole to Cheesy's after we recorded at his place. We were driving home.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I see her all the time.
I don't remember what I ate this morning, Ryan. Whatever.
So anyway.
Sorry, Adrian. Sorry I derailed it for Sheridan's terrible memory.
Saturday was a turbulent day because that was the day that Brett Kavanaugh got appointed.
Oh.
No. But that was also when the Laquan McDonald verdict.
Yes, dude.
Was announced.
Given.
Yeah. And they actually made the right decision.
Yeah. And when I was driving home on Friday from work, I was driving through... if you're familiar with the city, on Humboldt Boulevard by the boathouse.
Okay.
In Humboldt Park.
Okay.
There were a shit ton of cops parked everywhere.
Was that where it happened? No, that wasn't where
it happened. That was like where they set up their command center and command station and stuff like that. And I didn't know what was going on, so I had to Google it. But my first instinct was like, oh shit, some like serial killer lunatic is on the loose in Humboldt Park, and I live less than a block away from there, so that's great.
That's
awesome.
I mean, my coworker lives in the city too, and she was like, she came in, she's like, I have to go pick up my kids, like they're canceling school because they don't know what's going to happen with this hearing. Like, she had to go get her kids from school because they thought everyone was going to riot.
Oh my god.
And they 100% would have if he didn't get acquitted. For it was second degree murder and then 16 counts of
aggravated assault.
Was it one for each bullet?
It was one for each bullet.
I have to ask because I don't.
Did you see the video, man?
Shit. No, I don't watch that stuff.
Fuck, dude. I'm not even going to talk about it.
I'm not the kind of person that likes indulging
in the police.
The fucked up stuff of the world.
Again, they made the right decision, but
like
the cops,
to
okay.
Block it all out. And I know that's not.
Hey,
a really constructive
you know
way
what?
Of doing things. But.
I agree with you because I think Pete Davidson said it
love
best. If you caught Saturday Night Live, it's like if like all this fucked up shit is happening. I'm paraphrasing. For like someone like him to notice, like that's how you know it's bad.
And for someone like Pete Davidson,
yeah, to notice. Exactly. Yeah. To like feel like, hey, something isn't right here. That's kind of how I've been feeling the last couple days. Yeah. So I think if we can all feel that way. Again, I'm high roading here, so
I'm using my white privilege to say fuck the police. Come at me, coppers.
No, they're justice, trying to do no the peace. Best they can. How about with the this? Limited funds.
They shot. Well, okay, Laquan McDonald, terrible case. He was unjustly murdered, big time. But then there's this one white dude who shot like 7 cops, killed one of them, and he was calmly arrested.
Yeah,
didn't get shot at all. This is too... All right, whatever. This isn't our political podcast. I'm tired of talking this shit.
So this is makes the dumbass angry. Political podcast?
Making me too angry. Another offshoot of the dumbass podcast.
I don't like
podcast.
The politicalness because I don't know shit.
You just can't comment. It makes me too angry. Ugh.
You guys need to get a producer. I go to Ryan for all my current events.
She does. What'd you say?
Really get a producer that like will Google things in real time.
Oh, we've I'm not tried. Telling you what we've tried.
We've tried. We're our own producers.
Cool. Yeah. All right. I like what you guys are doing here.
You want to see how we're our own producers? Check this shit out. Sure. Ready? Oh, didn't work. Let's try nice. That one more time. Put it in. Our own political producer. Nope, it's not working.
Dude,
I don't know what happened.
Just put it in post. Okay. You suck at this.
I don't know what happened, man. I tested it for like an hour before we got here.
It's true.
Whatever.
Wait, was it the...
It was our sound effects. Okay, it was going to go...
Yeah, here, let me do it.
There we go.
World star. Okay, so you want to hear a story?
Sure.
I'm pissed off.
Oh, boy.
So I think I consider myself like a nice person. I try to do nice things for other people. I was raised in a very hippie lifestyle. My dad has instilled into me that to do right about other people. Like, if you can help someone, help them. If it's not gonna impede you in any way, do it. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Am I wrong to think this way?
No, I agree.
Okay. So I work at a very like corporate job. And
corporate fag.
Can you not? And there's this guy who used to be my coworker who quit about a year ago.
Okay.
And we were very good friends when we did work there.
Do I know this fella?
Did we go to high school together?
No and no.
Okay. Cool.
I don't think either of you...
Just curious.
Ever... Yeah, go ahead. Continue. I don't think... Continue. No, I don't think you've ever met him. So we were very close when we worked together, and then he quit, and then we stopped talking for about a year. Then I get a text out of the blue. It was about the Monday before Labor Day, to be very specific. And he, you know, he sent me a text where he had to start it like, hey, Cher, it's blah, blah, blah from blah, your blah, work. Blah. Letting me know like, hey, you probably have deleted my number from now.
Or don't even
so
have
I
it
have
in
to,
the
like,
first place.
Address my name in the text message to you, right? He's like, hey, Cher, it's Bobby. Let's call him Bobby. He's like, hey, Cher, it's Bobby from your work from a long time ago. I'm in a really bad place in my life.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I have no one to turn to. Like, I just broke up with my significant other. I got kicked out. Like, I need a place to stay. And, like, me and Bobby were very, very close when he worked with me. And this is right when I moved into this apartment with, you know, Jessica. And we had a third room open because our third roommate hadn't moved in yet. So I was like, yeah, you can stay with me, you know. This was Monday, right?
Have you never told me this?
Third, I'm telling you now. Third roommate wasn't moving in until Saturday. So I was like, you can stay with us if you need to. Get your shit together. But you got to be out by Saturday because that's when our third roommate is moving in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great. Understands. Totally doable. So he comes and Bobby, like, you know, moves a lot of his stuff in, but which is fine because we had a completely empty room and he's feeling down on his luck.
Very
so
tiny room.
I was like, Bobby, like, let me take you out for a beer. Like, that's what friends are for. Great. Like, I take him out for a beer or two and like we meet our other friends. Like, I introduce him to some of my other friends. Like, I'm trying to cheer this guy up because clearly he's in a rough situation. Sorry, I should have muted my computer. He's in a rough situation and, you know, and the days go by and I'm like, how's that situation going, Bobby? He's like, it's good. Like, I'm finding a new apartment. He's like, I think I'm gonna go sign something in Wrigleyville. He's like getting his life together. Great. Love it. It is Friday. the day before he's supposed to get out, and I go to St. Louis to visit Ben.
Oh, boy.
Saturday rolls around. The day he has to be out because our third roommate is moving in, I get a call on Saturday morning from Jessica. Hey, Bobby has not left yet, and third roommate is moving in about an hour. So I call Bobby. I'm like, yo, Bobby, what's the situation? What's going on here? He says, oh, you know, I'm figuring it out. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, I'm going to get out.
Ain't no figuring it out, man. Great, get great, out.
Awesome. Like, let me know.
Game time.
Hours go by. Third roommate is here. Third roommate is trying to move in.
There's someone in
his room. Sheridan has never met third roommate before because I wasn't home and I've never met him. So Sheridan is trying to make good impression on third roommate and Bobby is fucking it up. I call Bobby. Hey, Bobby, how's that situation going? Are we out yet? Oh, you know, I'm really working on it, you know.
And you're on vacation.
I'm in St. Louis, 5 hours away. We're like, I can't be here to kick him out. It's time goes by. Bobby says, Cher, listen, I need to stay one more night. Like, I have nowhere else to go. I'll be homeless if you kick me out. Pulls this card on me. I say, okay, look, I'm not there. Just, you know, stay in my room. It's fine. But you got to be out by tomorrow morning. He's like, okay, done. Done and done. Great. Sunday, let's call it late afternoon, rolls around. And my roommates are blowing up my phone. Sheridan, he has not left yet. What is the deal? He said he was going to be out by Saturday. It's Sunday at like 3 o'clock and he's still not gone. I'm calling and I'm texting Bobby. Meanwhile, all at the same time at a very fancy dinner with my extended family. I just want to put that out there. And on one hand, I have to be like, hey, you know, it's great seeing you, Aunt, you know, Jane. Great. Love you. Bobby, what the fuck?
Get the fuck out of my house, piece of shit.
And it's maybe like Sunday. It's, let's call it like 7:30 p.m. or something. And I was like, Bobby, you need to leave. You said you were going to be out yesterday. What the hell? Bobby's like, please, I have nowhere to go. Like, I'll be homeless if you, you know, like, can you wire me some money so I can stay at a place?
Oh, fuck.
It was, and please, I finally said.
No, please don't tell me you wired him money.
No, I didn't wire him any money. I said, I was like, dude, if you're not out in the next hour, I have to call the cops on you. He was out in the next hour, gone.
And where the fuck happened to him?
He was like, I'm, you know, thank you for letting me stay. I'm so sorry it had to be like this. I was like, it's cool. You know,
it's not cool, actually.
Yeah, you know, it's not cool. While he was here, went through all our food, ate all my roommate's food. Super rude. So I was like, hey, man, like, if you could, you know, when you can, like,
yeah, right,
wire us some money. No, he has a good job. The only reason he was out on his luck is because he broke up with his significant other. That's why he was homeless. He has supposedly the money, and he was like, I'll totally get you back. Like, don't worry about it. I was like, great, love it.
Yeah, right.
A week goes by, and, you know, I tried texting and calling him, blocked my number.
Oh,
fine, whatever. I won't ever get reimbursed for that. I don't give a fuck. It's fine. I try to do a nice thing. Don't worry about it. I have friends over and they're like, Cher, like, you got alcohol? I was like, yeah, don't worry. Because when I moved into this house, I brought about 7 bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Go to open the freezer. Wiped. Gone.
All the bottles?
All my alcohol, all the bottles disappeared. I asked my roommates, I was like, guys, either we're all alcoholics where's the alcohol? And they were like, dude, you know where the alcohol is. Bobby took the alcohol.
It's in Bobby's belly.
I go to work the following Monday after a week has passed and I've accepted that I'm never getting this money back from Bobby. My boss calls me into his office. Sheridan, have you been in contact with Bobby lately? I said, boy, wait till you hear this. I tell my boss the story and he goes, that's very interesting because Bobby just reapplied to work here. And Bobby sent me a long letter explaining how Bobby was an alcoholic, is an AA. First of all, I think my boss definitely broke the rules of AA. Is it the first A anonymous?
Yeah.
Alcoholics Anonymous. I was like, A, boss man, that's not how AA works, but all right, you've already said it. It's out there. And boss man goes, so Bobby sent me long letter saying he's in AA, trying to get his life together, and he wants to work here again. I was like, great, hire him. I don't give a fuck what you do, but don't put him in my department, because that's where he used to work. Bobby now works with me again. Went up to me the other day at work and was like, hey, how's it going?
Hey.
I was like, what up, Bobby? Can I fucking help you? And he's like, I don't know what your roommates told you, but I don't know what you... Because if you flash back to the story, I took Bobby out for a beer on our first night. Didn't tell me he was an alcoholic. And I get it. Alcoholics probably wouldn't do that.
It's anonymous. He's not going to say it.
But this is even further evidence to determine that he definitely stole my alcohol. So I'm waiting for Bobby to try and approach me again. He'll be like, oh, I don't know what your roommates told you, but let me clear the air. I don't know, Bobby. Where's all my alcohol?
So that's where all the booze went.
That's where all the booze went.
I've just been saying, because I bought Sharon this very, very nice bottle of alcohol for her birthday.
Yes, you did. Guess where it's not at? In my freezer. Wow. Bobby took it.
Yes.
You bought me a nice bottle of alcohol. My friend Justin bought me a nice bottle of alcohol. Gone.
I did nothing. So.
It's fine.
Yeah, well, you're the newbie here.
No, I'm serious. Like, it
don't let
me
Adrian
off.
In your house again. He's gonna steal all your booze. He's got some ideas now.
I was just trying to do a nice thing. Like, you ever just try and do a nice thing for someone else and it totally backfires on you and you lose faith in humanity? Because same.
Nope. Just don't do anything nice for anyone. That's
I do nice things, but not nice enough like you. I feel like that's not so much nice as it is. Recklessly nice. You're like chaotic.
No,
good.
You're right. I am.
I don't understand what that means.
Pushover. I'm a pushover when it comes to like saying yes to things.
Yo, Cher, give me $100.
I will totally give you $100.
Okay, so I'm gonna connect two things together here. So I'm gonna connect your Bobby story and your Chipotle story here, and you know, kind of
okay.
Apply it to something that's happened to me.
I like this.
Yeah. So, you know, I've only been living in the city since February. And something that was kind of hard for me to get used to is like all the people begging for money, like off of the expressway and stuff that. So I was coming back one day, and kind of my go-to move is just kind of like scrunching my face together and be like, no.
And the go-to move should just be head down. Not even head down. Just keep walking.
Mean, yeah, but part of me still wants to acknowledge that they're there. You know, okay. I get it. You know. Sorry, don't have anything. You know, if I could roll down my window and say something, I would. One time, this guy got me. Like, he got me. He knew he was going to get something out of me. I was driving home. It was pitch black outside, and I did not have my headlights on. So he did the whole headlight movement thing, and I was like, fuck.
You're right. I don't have my headlights
on. He got me. And I think I gave him like $5. So
wait, why didn't you have your headlights on? That's like driver's ed 101, man.
I'm gonna say because don't ask me those questions.
Don't say anything incriminating. Because
I
like beer. I
we
respect
all
beer.
We all know the answer to why you don't have your headlights on.
I would say because I stopped somewhere. And actually, I think this is a true story. I stopped to get gas, like, somewhere off the highway because I was dangerously low, and that would have been bad. So I got gas, and then I got back on the expressway and forgot to turn my lights on. So get off my fucking back about it.
Yeah, we've all been there where we forget to turn our headlights on. I think we all know why we don't remember to turn our headlights
on. Yeah, relate. But, you know, it was kind of like...
Who can relate?
You know, he provided a service, and I had to tip him for it, so...
You're a better man than I, Adrian.
I think I hit one of those like clarification moments in life where, you know, you see the homeless guy and he's asking around and he's waving like a cup around and you're like, oh, that cup looks empty. So you give him $1 and he's like, thanks. And he just puts it in his back pocket and you're like, you didn't put it in the cup.
Can't put it in the cup. Then it shows people
then
he's getting
money.
Then
it shows getting money.
Gonna...
And I'm like, oh.
I respect it. I do.
That's how
it
works.
I've given money all the time. When I went to UIC, I would take the train down, and then right out the stop, there's a documentary on this guy. There's a guy right outside the Walgreens on, don't know the street, but it's right by the bridge there by Ogilvy Station. He, every day he's like, hey man, you got smoke? Be like, nah. He's like, all right, cool. And then every day be like, hey, you got smoke? Be like, nah. All right. And then like, I would start going into Walgreens. I'd like get in Arizona, the 2 for $1, whatever the fuck. Uh-huh. I'd usually give him one. He's like, hey, thanks, man. And then every day be like, yo, Arizona. Like, what's up? Like, thanks. Like, cool. So like, I'd get him every once in a while. And like, that was the one guy, because he was like cool about it. But there's a lot of these people who like, shady.
I mean, you don't want to be that person that feeds their drug addiction or their alcohol addiction.
That's not how I take it at all.
Oh, I take it like that.
I think
that.
That's how my dad told me, like, never give people begging for money because they are going to use it for other things. And yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I get that.
I'm okay if they use my money for booze or drugs, but it's just like, I don't have money to be giving away.
First of all, do you take credit card? Second of all.
Watch him pull out a smartphone with the little square cash credit card swiper. Yes. Swipe.
It's like a homeless person. He's like, ooh, we're chip only.
You can also at Venmo me, bae, fam.
Venmo me at homeless guy on the corner.
That'd be so funny. I would, if a homeless guy came up to me, he's like, my Venmo username is up. I'll take it.
He sold him the sign
right
with Venmo. I sent him some money.
I would Venmo him.
I would totally give money if I could. If I could to every person, I would. But guess what? I can barely afford my rent. I ain't giving away none of this hard-earned scratch.
I bet in a couple years, homeless people are going to accept. They'll be like, oh, we don't take MasterCard.
I think American Express.
Too many fees on American Express. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the future of homeless people took credit card. It makes sense. No one has cash on them.
I mean, I have cash on me.
Whoa.
Sorry to ruin your example.
I was in front of a McDonald's once and, you know, there's a homeless guy. He's like, please, you know, money. I was like, if you want to come in with me, I'll order you anything you want. And he was like, no, I can't. You know, just give me the money. I was like, nah, man. If you want, I will.
I'm allergic to gluten. Oh, can't go in there.
I offered him. I was like, I'll buy you whatever you want, but I'm not just going to give you the money for it. And he didn't accept it.
Buy his booze.
No, I'm not going to give him money to buy booze.
You drink booze all the time.
And I can afford him.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. I think you just need to support other people's habits.
No.
I think that's the opposite of what people tell you to do.
Yeah, you supported Bobby's habits, so why can't you support this guy you don't know's habits?
I think that's an example of, you know, you learn your lesson.
I just want to be, just be honest with me. Like, if you're an alcoholic, let me know.
Bro,
I will gladly support that habit.
Let me get you a sixer. Don't worry about it. It's on me.
We're all alcoholics. We in this together, man.
Fuck me. Life's crazy, ain't it? Yeah. Ain't it, Cher?
Oh, yeah.
It's a crazy son of a bitch. Adrian, ain't it?
It's pretty crazy. it's crazy.
You got any closing thoughts for us?
Closing thoughts?
Tell us about yourself, man.
Yeah, we don't know anything about you.
Okay, so closing thoughts. We touched up on this a little earlier. I'm a trombone player.
I didn't ask for a recap. I asked for
something about you. I'm a fucking professional, dude.
What's something that no one knows about you?
No one knows about me.
How big's your dick?
Right. Average. Next question.
I ask that to everybody.
He asks that to everyone.
I mean, I think for my size.
Strong, medium.
You do not have to answer it.
I think people would be surprised.
Wait, what would you consider your dick to be?
Too big.
Okay. I don't like it, but I actually have seen a picture of his dick. It's actually kind of big.
There you go, folks.
I think a better question to ask would be grower or shower. I'm definitely a grower.
Can you hit me to these definitions? Grower means...
Grower means, like, you need to get an erection.
How do you not know what grower and shower means?
Grower is, like, you know...
Okay, no, you're right.
You got a flaccid...
Hello?
Penis.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we can't all be showers like you, Ryan.
I'm a shower. Yeah.
Definitely a grower. So yeah, I'll tell you that.
I was at a bar with Ryan and his girlfriend once, and his girlfriend was like, "You want to see a picture of Ryan's dick?" I'm like,
"Nice,
sure."
Yeah, and then,
well, you know, this is something that I feel like not a lot of people know about, but like apparently everyone at my school, you know, Elmhurst College, knew this. I am uncircumcised. So,
oh, the UC, we call them.
Yeah, so
I would say a lot of Hispanic guys are.
Interesting.
Hey, don't generalize.
Actually, that makes sense because I grew up and hang out with a ton of Mexican dudes, just Mexican people.
And they're all uncircumcised.
No, literally, like, we were the deal. This was like, we were in like maybe sophomore year of high school, and like we were watching some. Actually, I remember this clearly. You know how TLC has that shit like My Strange Addiction or like, you know that shit?
Yeah, the Learning Channel. I've learned that everyone is fucked up.
Well, there was one where they were profiling the guy with the largest dick. And it was like, I mean, it was like he was unfurling rope to go rock climbing. Like, it was, he did some shit to it. Lasso. It wasn't natural, but he had the biggest dick. And it was uncircumcised. And I was like, and I don't know what happened. Like, we were just talking about it. I was like, yeah, I'm circumcised. And they're all like, what? Like, what do you mean, what? I'm circumcised. Like, you fucking white boy, you circumcised? And they started calling me CD, circumcised dick.
I've had sex with two uncircumcised guys. Some of the best sex I've ever had.
Now, what's the sample size here? Two out of...
nice try.
For science?
Yeah, I mean, I'm circumcised.
I couldn't answer that question if I wanted to. Give me a calculator. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Freshman year.
So that's
wild.
Good. We know you play the trombone, and we know you're uncircumcised.
The Tom Jones. I play the Tom Jones.
You play
sex
the Tom
bomb.
Jones. Maybe you're uncircumcised.
No, I'm a sex bomb guy. Yeah, and I'm actually playing with a band right now. We're called
Plug It.
Shameless promo.
Sellout tribute to ska. We've got a show on Saturday.
Look at this guy. He's a fucking pro. He came in here and hustled us, dude. He's like, oh, I'm so nervous to be on mic. Oh, I don't know what to say. Now he's fucking throwing plugs before he even say throw the plugs.
Oh, yeah. You guys have a plug section?
We'll put it in the description.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
No, we always say at the end, you gotta do plugs.
We've got on, what is it, Saturday, October 13th? Is that the day?
Is that this weekend?
That is this weekend.
Today is like what, the...
We'll put it out tomorrow.
9th?
October 13th.
Okay.
We're playing a show at the Elbow Room. It's part of...
I like that place.
Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, in Chicago, Illinois.
You got it. This is worldwide.
I don't have the address.
That's fine.
How much are tickets?
$7.
Can me and Sheridan get on the guest list? I will go if we can get in for free.
I will pay for you.
No, don't do that.
I don't know how that works. Okay, I'm just a trombone player. Okay,
but are you featuring or are you?
We are opening.
How
so
many,
this is our first show.
How many people are in the band?
There are, I think, 7 of us. So there are 3 horn players and then a rhythm section.
That's a lot of horns.
Is there singing or no?
Yeah, they're singing.
Okay.
It's a ska band. You know, it's
know.
Like
it's
punk
so what?
Rock
say
plus,
the name again.
It's Sellout. A tribute to ska, so we're
okay.
All ska cover tunes, so
covers,
a lot of Real
okay.
Big Fish, Less Than Jake, Goldfinger, and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So a lot of fun upbeat music. We have like about maybe 45 minutes, an hour of music set up. Again, our first show, and we're opening up for a band,
Led Zeppelin.
No,
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes.
Can you not?
Just shouting off names, man. I could have got it right.
Tricky Mission, I believe, is the name of the band.
That's a cool name.
And it is a punk goes prom show. So if
Wait,
you guys
so
are...
What
I'm sorry,
mean?
What?
Yeah, so they're like these CD
play like Jason
cover compilations
Derulo.
Like where they take, yeah, like a pop song and they punkify it and it sounds really cool and it's fun.
That's
yeah,
kind of cool.
Punk goes pop.
So that's cool.
You listen to Punk Goes Pop?
Punk Goes Pop.
No.
But it's also a prom themed show. So bring a date.
Oh, so it's like a prom in the...
Prom Goes Punk
prom
is
together?
The name of the show.
First of all, you should have taken me to prom. I don't know why you didn't.
I took your friend to prom.
You did take my friend to prom.
And I told everybody she was my cousin. and they all believed me. She was a 5 foot nothing Asian girl.
Yep.
I'm a 6 foot two white guy.
You should have taken me to prom. I don't know why you didn't.
Yeah, well, too late, man. If I had the chance to do it over again, I still would not take you to prom.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so show Saturday.
All right.
Be I'll there.
Go. Let's
be
go, square. Dude.
Yeah. Dude, I want to go. I invited you out on Saturday and you said you couldn't go. I'm calling you out.
That's right.
On the podcast right now.
Yeah, maybe I'll go. Maybe I'll change my plans. Like, Adrian didn't invite me out. You invited me out. It's a little different. No, I do have a party that night, yeah. So I don't think I'll be able to make it. I apologize. When's your next show? Do you got another booking? You got one. I know you do.
This is like our test show, and honestly, I think it's going to go pretty great. We had our like final dress rehearsal this past Saturday, and it went really well. So nice. I'm really excited about it.
Awesome, nice. Dude.
Yeah, so if anything else comes
room,
up. At the Elbow Room.
Saturday, October
13th. Saturday, October 13th.
Elbow Room, sweet. I like it there.
The doors open at 7. Jeez. We hit at 8, and I think Tricky Mission goes on at 9.
Perfect.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to
I wish I could make it. Dance. I really do.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
I already invited you out and he already shot me down.
Yeah, well, I invited you out as well. Like that one night, I texted Cher like, yo, what you doing? She's like, what are you doing? I was like, having a party. She's like, I'm also having a party. I'm like, ah.
Well, interesting. You know, you mentioned I was ready to go with my plug and stuff like that. I'm a professional. But really, all I want to be is just a friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Adrian.
You guys can make that happen.
You're welcome on whenever you want. Me and Adrian discovered that we live extremely close to each other.
Don't tell anyone my address.
No, I'm not going to tell anyone your address. But
can't handle the fan mail, you know.
You get the fans knocking down your door trying to get a look at that uncircumcised.
The people want to know, man.
Penis, yeah.
And now they know.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. I mean, I guess we'll just fucking call it.
Yeah, you can wrap it.
All right. Sheridan, where can people find you?
You can find me on
Ooh.
Twitter at Mad Dog Share.
I forgot you changed it. Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to promote for now. All
right. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, Not Ryan Davidson. You can find me and my enormous cock at Not Ryan Davidson. Adrian, Twitter.
Not Ryan Davidson. Yeah,
so
Not Ryan Davidson Guru is my website. Go to it. You'll see what happens.
It just
So
Twitter.
Today I just posted something on Twitter about Sprint and Verizon need to get their shit together with this whole 5G bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sick of your cell phone provider giving you the bare minimum of what you need, go ahead and like that. My Twitter is at GomezA2589. Not very original.
GomezA2589. 2589. Okay. So say it slowly one more time.
GomezA2589.
Bet.
And then Instagram, not much on there. Gomez A2589.
Same
well.
Handle.
Yeah.
Perfect.
There was only one Gomez A2589, and it was me. So
good. Clever. Always got to get the same handle.
Yeah, and then I try to do clever things.
I have so many different handles.
One more thing I'm going to plug.
Go for it,
go
man.
Go for it.
A while ago, it was almost a year ago in December, I did my first stand-up open mic.
Oh, shit. Where at?
It was at the I.O. No, the I.O. Improv Olympics. Their Monday night open mic. I have not gone back ever since. But I'm still going to call myself a stand-up comedian. Because I...
How'd you do?
It was okay.
Open mic, what? You get five? Yeah. You get a tight five?
I get four. Type four, and I forgot my last joke, so I was off there on a solid 2.5 minutes. So, but
doesn't seem like that long, but I bet it's a long.
It felt
time.
Like forever, yeah. And the scariest thing is like I couldn't see anyone in the audience,
yeah,
and
the
I only had like
in your face.
Yeah, I had a couple friends go out, and they were like the only ones that laughed. I'm pretty sure.
Give us a
any
taste
memorable
of
jokes.
Stand up.
Okay,
I'm gonna put you on spot. Do your act
put me
right
on the
now.
Spot. Okay, so. I've got this thing about investigative discovery.
Don't do it how you would do it.
Do it
stage.
How I do it. Okay. So I don't know how familiar you guys are with you know the channel Investigative Discovery. Shut up.
Shut up, asshole.
So familiar. You know they have all those specials about the murder mysteries and shit like that. You know I'm kind of into that. I'm really into true crime. And I don't know why. I think it's because deep down I am a very fucked up individual. My computer knows that too. You know, because of my browser history and whatnot. So one time I went to investigativediscovery.com, ID.com, and even though I had never been there before, it already had a recommended list of shows for me to watch. It's like, oh, so, you know, you like all this bondage porn. You should check out this show where every victim was bound and gagged before they had their throat slit, shit like that. So, yeah, not very great for my self-esteem. And because I drive a lot for work, I'm always on edge. Again, because I'm, you know, kind of messed up that way. But I saw a billboard on my way home, and it just had a woman's face on it. And, you know, it was like an older woman. And my first thought was, oh, shit, this lady's missing. She is dead somewhere in a ditch on the side of the road. Her head is probably buried over there because that's where I would have buried it. And it actually turns out it was a billboard for like the Verdoliak Law Group. Cicero, Illinois, or some shit.
Small business.
Yeah, small business. Like, she's doing fine. She's like, very much alive.
I'd kill that bitch.
Yeah. So that's it. That was my closer. And actually, I forgot to say that when I did my first open mic. But nice. Yeah.
Stay at it, man.
I've got some good, hopefully, good stuff in the works. So I did my first open mic in December, and I'm planning on doing kind of an anniversary event
this December.
Yeah, this December, and hopefully that'll get me going on a little more regular schedule. So
shit,
I'll keep you guys posted.
Know.
Yeah, definitely. That's all I got.
All right. Well, this has been the Dumbass Podcast, where we talk about dumbass shit with our dumbass friends. I'm Ryan. I'm here with Sheridan, and this was Adrian,
yeah. Friend of the show.
Good
thanks
talking to our friend of the show, Adrian.
Fuck thanks yeah. for coming on.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Nice.
All right. Dumbasspodcast@gmail.com. Send us some emails.
Buy our merch.
Yeah, we got shirts. It's really all we got.
That's all we have.
Still haven't made that dildo of mine, but I'm
Wait,
sure it would
dildo
sell
update?
Out. Dildo update?
Dildo update.
Still haven't done it. Okay.
Tried it twice. Didn't work.
Ryan's going to make a mold of his dick, and then we're going to sell it.
I was going to sell it. Yeah. I will say I was in contact with some people with a 3D printer.
Okay.
Not as easy as I thought.
Got to use latex, bro.
Got to be latex. Got to keep the lady safe. You know what I'm saying? But, you know,
ladies,
it's been 3 years.
I've seen a picture. I think you want this dick.
It's been 3 years.
I haven't seen it, and I think you want this dick.
I'll get on it by the 5-year mark. Don't worry.
It's been 3 years
since we started the podcast, right?
We're on, maybe not. It's been two years.
We're on season 3.
You're right.
All right, yeah. Dumbasspodcast@gmail.com.
All right.
That's it.
See you next week.
See you guys later.
Bye.